Welcome to the Filtered Vocal Textures Masterclass in Ableton Live 12, Advanced Edition, built specifically for drum and bass sound design. Here's the core idea. We're going to take one small vocal clip and turn it into a playable, automatable texture instrument that can live in your intro, your breakdown, and even the drop without trampling your drums and bass. And we'll do it in a way that feels performable. Less set and forget, more this rack is an instrument I can ride with macros. By the end, you'll have one audio effect rack with three parallel lanes you can blend, an air layer that's bright and wide, a body layer that does that vowelish talking movement, and a grit layer that adds dark, distorted mid-range character for rollers and heavier sections. Then we'll sidechain it so it breathes with the groove, and we'll lock it into the mix with mono management and masking control. Alright, step 0, pick the right source, because it matters more than people admit. Grab a vocal that's short, 1 to 4 bars and has clear vowel shapes. O, E, anything like that. Spoken phrases work, raga snippets work, soul lines work, even a one-shot yeah can beat enough. In drum and bass, especially rollers, phonetics beat meaning almost every time. We are designing a texture, not delivering a TED talk. Now step 1. Prep and warp like a DNB producer. Drop the vocal into an audio track and name it Vox Texture SRC, because you're going to be glad later when your set has 30 tracks and you need to find the source fast. Before we even build the rack, do a quick cleanup pass. If there are clicks at the start or end, add tiny fades. If there's noise between phrases, trim it or fade it. Then add an EQ8 before anything else, just to get it mix ready. High pass around 80 to 140 Hz. And if the raw vocal has that nasty sharpness, it's often somewhere around 3 to 6K, so do a gentle dip there. Nothing dramatic. You're just making sure the rack isn't magnifying problems. Now in clip view, warp on. For vocals, start with Complex Pro. Keep formants at 0 for now, but remember, later, moving formants by -3 to +3 can change the entire personality of the texture. Turn loop on, and set it to 1 or 2 bars. Then tighten the timing with warp markers. This is a big one for DNB. Try aligning a strong syllable to beat 2, or the end of 2, so it has that offbeat swagger. You're basically choreographing the vocal so it feels like it belongs with a rolling drum pattern. Once it loops cleanly, consolidate it so the modulation behaves predictably. Cool. Step 2. Build the rack. On that vocal track, add an audio effect rack. Open the chain list and create 3 chains. Name them AIR, body, and grit. Quick teacher note, treat this like a synth. Gain staging matters. If you slam resonance and drive and everything is clipping internally, you'll get unstable harsh spikes. Not nice aggressive. Try to keep each chain peaking around -18 to -10 dBFS before your final output stage. If something starts spitting, don't just turn it down at the end. Pull down filter drive, and then push output after saturation. More stable tone, same perceived energy. Alright, let's build the AIR chain. High pass, shimmer and width. First device, auto filter. Set it to high pass mode. Start the cutoff around 500 Hz. And sweep between roughly 350 and 800 depending on the vocal. Add resonance, somewhere around 0.7 to 1.2, and a little drive, like +2 to +6 dB. The goal is not thin and annoying, it's weight removed so it floats above the break. Next, add chorus ensemble, set to ensemble mode. Amount around 20 to 40%, rate slow, like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, and width up. 120 to 200%. This is your halo generator. Then reverb. Make it lush, but controlled. Psi 70 to 110, decay 4 to 8 seconds, predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the vocal doesn't smear immediately, and filter the reverb. High cut around 6 to 10k, low cut 300 to 700, wet around 15 to 30%. If you want the IR layer to sound expensive instead of messy, the filtering is non-negotiable. Finally, utility. Turn bass mono on, and set width around 140 to 180%. Adjust gain to taste. The AIR layer's job is to sit above breaks and bass without creating low mid fog. Now the body chain. Band pass motion, the vowel groove. Add auto filter, set it to band pass. Start frequency around 1.2K, and expect to live somewhere between 500 Hz and 2.5K depending on the source. Push resonance harder here, 1.2 to 2.2. This is where the talking illusion comes from. Add drive, +3 to +9 dB, and try the OSR filter type for a smoother curve. Now add Live 12 LFO device, and map it to the auto filter frequency. Use a sine or triangle shape. For classic DNB movement, shake it to 1/4 or 1/8. Set the amount so the band moves roughly plus or minus 300 to 800 Hz. Then play with phase. 0 degrees feels locked, but an offset can feel more human and less like a cycling preset. And here's an advanced coaching move. Modulation doesn't always need to be gridlocked. Try switching the LFO to HC mode and aim around 1.6 to 2.2 Hz. At 174 BPM, that can feel like it's implying the grid without sounding robotic. It's subtle, but it's one of those "why does this feel more alive?" tricks. Next, add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip are great starting points. Drive 2 to 6 dB, compensate output back to unity, and consider soft clip on if you want density without huge peaks. Then EQ8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. If there's harshness, a small dip in the 2.5 to 4.5K region can save your ears. If it competes with your snare, you might dip around 200-ish or sometimes around 2K depending on where your snare's crack lives. Don't guess blindly. Solo your snare and body layer together and hunt for the fight. Body goal is rhythmic mid-texture that feels sync to the drums, like the vocal is part of the groove. Now the grit chain, low-pass nastiness with controlled distortion. Add auto filter, low-pass mode. Start cutoff around 450 Hz, and sweep between 200 and 900 to taste. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.6, and drive it hard, plus 6 to plus 12 dB. This is where you start getting that aggressive throatiness. Then roar. Pick a style like distort or warm and go by ear. Drive around 15 to 35%. Keep the tone slightly dark. If you have pre or post filtering options inside roar, focus the distortion energy in the midrange, roughly 200 Hz to 2K, and keep the very low stuff tight. Then drum bus. Yes, on vocals, because drum and bass is allowed to break rules. Drive 3 to 8, crunch 0 to 10%, boom off or extremely low, and use damp to control fizz. Then optionally add a gate. You can use it for rhythmic chopping, or you can sidechain it from a Ghost 1/16 hat pattern for that jittery jungle chatter. The grit layer is great when it isn't constant. Little punctuations tucked under the drums can make a roller feel meaner without clutter. Optional extra grime trick. At the end of grit, add redux very subtly. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bit. Downsample just a touch, like 1.2 to 2.5x, and mix it in quietly. This adds that pirate tape edge that still reads when the drop is busy. Alright, step 6. Glue it together with macros so you can perform it. In the audio effect rack, map chain volumes to macros. AIR level, body level, grit level. These are your blend knobs. Then make a main cutoff macro. Map it to all three auto filter cutoffs, but with different ranges. For air, maybe 400 to 2K. For body, 800 to 2.2K. For grit, 250 to 900. This way one macro feels like opening the instrument, but each layer opens in a musically useful way. Make a riso or vowel macro. Map it mostly to body resonance, and maybe a touch to IR and grit if it helps. Make a motion rate macro. Map it to the LFO rate so you can go from 1/8 energy up toward 1/2 for tension moments. Make a drive macro. Map it to saturator drive and roar amount. Make a width macro. Map it to utility width on IR, and maybe a smaller range on body. And here's a pro mix discipline. Keep body more centered, like width 0 to 60%. Keep grit nearly mono. Keep the AIR wide. That gives you the pro spread. Sparkle wide, message centered, weight mono. Now a macro ergonomics tip. Don't think like an engineer naming parameters. Think like a performer naming gestures. For example, open, slightly higher cutoffs, a touch more width, a little more motion, tension, more resonance, less width, slightly more drive. When you automate, you want to feel like you're conducting energy, not programming a spreadsheet. Save the rack as DNB Vox texture rack so you can drop it into any project. Step 7. Sidechain it so it rolls. After the rack, add compressor. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your kick or drum bus. Ratio 4:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Adjust until it grooves with the drums. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction depending on how dense your section is. If you want a different vibe, you can use auto pan as volume tremolo. Set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes amplitude modulation. Rate 1/4 or 1/8. Amount 20 to 60%. Sine shape for smoothness. This can feel cleaner than compression in some cases. Advanced option. Instead of broadband ducking, use multiband dynamics after the rack and control the midband, roughly 120 Hz to 3K. Duck that band gently so the snare bite stays clear, while the AIR layer doesn't audibly pump as much. That's a more spectral sideshing style result using stock tools. Step 8. Make it sit in the mix. At the end of the chain, add EQ8. High pass almost always, 100 to 200 Hz. Watch the 150 to 500 zone like a hawk. That's the zone where a texture sounds huge and solo and then makes your drop feel small because it steals the perceived weight from your bass and breaks. Put a spectrum after the rock while you design and keep an eye on that area. It's such a simple move, but it saves you from why does my mix collapse when I unmute the texture. Then use utility at the end for width discipline. Wide in breakdowns, narrower in drops. In the drop, consider width around 80 to 110% so the center stays strong and mono compatibility doesn't fall apart. And do a quick mono check sometimes by setting width to zero. If the vibe collapses, reduce chorus amount or modulation depth, especially on AIR. Now arrangement. Here are a few D&B ready deployments. Intro idea. Fog and tease over 16 bars. Start with AIR only, slowly opening cutoff. Around bar 9. Bring in body motion. As you approach the drop, automate motion rate a little faster. It's like the texture starts breathing faster as tension rises. Drop idea. Ghost hook. Keep it subtle. Body might sit 12 to 18 dB down relative to the drums. Use grit as call and response in the gaps, and mute it when the bass is doing something important. Sidechain harder in dense sections. Negative space is powerful. Sometimes the best vocal texture move is removing it for 2 bars so the drop hits harder. Breakdown idea. Vocal drone pad. Freeze and flatten once you like the macro performance. Reverse some bits, add long tails, and slowly automate complex performance from 0 down to around minus 4 over 8 to 16 bars for that inhuman evolution. Jungle switch up. Chopped syllable stabs. Sliced a new MIDI track. Use simpler in slice mode and trigger syllables with syncopated patterns like classic jungle cuts. If the slices lose articulation because of all the filtering, a very gentle drum bus transient emphasis can help the texture speak again. Now a couple advanced variations you can try once the basic rack is working. 1. Formant talk box movement without third-party plugins. Duplicate the body chain into body 2. Add shifter in frequency shifter mode. Fine plus 8 to plus 25 Hz. Dry slash wet 10 to 35%. Set a slightly different filter range than body 1. This audio version is shortened for playback.